Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's Thursday.
Are you up?
Are you up?
Are you up yet?
What might this year be?
This is your wake-up call.
This is your wake-up call.
This is a wake-up call.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Well, you're gonna get one.
Okay, all right, calm down.
Sorry. I just haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay.
All right.
So now let's get this show started.
6:05, the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty. It is Thursday morning, Carla Ray. Thursday morning.
Next in line, baby.
Looking forward to the weekend. Last night, you were out at Scenic Brewing Company.
Boy, was it packed in there last night.
That's what you had said, and look at you running into Mr. Never Happy.
Oh, my God. You know that person that because he's like, hey, what's your beer? I want to try it. Uh-huh. I said, oh, it's the blackberry wheat. Yeah, I don't like fruity beers. Okay. What else do you recommend? I said, well, there's the Mexican lager. Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't look good. I said, oh, they have the new tangerine. They have a tangerine wheat.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't want that either. A lot of tangerine. Well, yeah, okay. How about then the hop, the habanero? Is it spicy? Well, yeah. Nah, I don't want. You know what? Wine. How about you have a glass of wine? How about that?
There's always that one person in your group or that you know that no matter what, they're just never satisfied, never happy. You go into Baskin Robbins. What kind of, you know, what do you have?
I know.
They run down the whole list.
Butterpeak, no. I want something with nuts, though. Maple nut? No, I don't like maple, though.
Just give me vanilla.
Rocky Road? No, I don't want chocolate. What do you want?
A lot of people, and they picked up on that first, what was it? We were calling it the first, the secret double.
Oh, yeah, the double secret bonus clue.
Double secret bonus clue.
Yeah, lots of it. You know what's so funny? So Ryan, from promotions, you know, he was there. And whenever anybody gets it, and I know you did it too, more, they hand it to him face down.
Yeah.
The clue face down. Because, you know, not like they could open it and show everybody, but, you know, face down.
Very double secret.
Yeah, it's on the DL.
Double secret bonus clue. By the way, you do have a chance to win our third and final cruise of the summer. All the details coming up on the 96 days of summer here in just a couple of minutes.
I'm going to tell you a guess that somebody threw at me last night, and I had to laugh, but off the air I'm going to tell you because you're going to laugh.
Looking forward to it. All right. Partly sunny, chance of an afternoon shower, thunderstorm. High 102, 106 the high tomorrow, but they say plenty of sunshine. 86 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
I'm going to tell you who once spent $600,000 on a car only to have to get rid of it about 2 days later.
Yeah.
One of our faves.
Really?
Yep.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it has been about a year since actress Selma Blair was diagnosed with MS, and it is pretty bad. She, in an interview, she said her Cruel Intentions co-star Sarah Michelle Gellar has been organizing a food train for her and her 8-year-old son. Sometimes it's hard for her to get out, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
She says she gets meals also from Reese Witherspoon, who also was in that, and so many other people that she really doesn't even know because of Sarah Michelle Gellar. So she's kind of...
Wow.
Yeah, she's really kind of helping. Just I hope this gets better because it's way too young. Rutger Hauer passed away, by the way, last week, I guess, of undisclosed causes. 75 years old. Now, you might remember him from Blade Runner, The Hitcher, Batman Begins, Sin City, quite a few movies. He did a lot of movies.
He had a weird look.
He had a very weird look. He really did.
And sometimes a weird name that a lot of people didn't know how to say. The first
thing
you said Rutger?
Everybody said Rutger, but I believe in German it's Rutger.
Yeah.
You know, so Rutger.
You end up just going Rutger Howard.
I know, exactly.
I'm sorry?
Rutger. Yes, I know. Rutger Howard. I always got them a little confused for some reason.
Anytime a name has those two little dots over one of the letters.
Rutger, it's kind of
weird.
But isn't the college is Rutgers, right?
Rutgers.
Yeah.
Not Rutger.
Yeah, it's not Rutgers.
Poor guy's dead. We don't even know how to say his name.
I know. But Def Leppard singer Joe Elliott, he says his band Def Leppard, who is coming here, by the way, next week. They will be here starting their residency. He said they always wanted to be a mix of AC/DC and Queen.
Oh.
He said we wanted to have the power of a band like AC/DC with the melody and the drive and the dynamics of a group like Queen. He said you put those together, those groups in a pot, stir them around.
Boy.
And that's kind of like the majority of what we wanted to be. And I think they probably did a good job with that. And Rod Stewart told Rolling Stone in an interview, he once bought a $600,000 Ferrari Enzo. $600,000. He said, now, you know, they're about $1.5 million. He said, but I had to sell it a few days later because my wife is 6'1", and she couldn't get into the car. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Should have thought of that.
I know. I think I've told you, my brother used to live across from Michael Westbrook. I think he played for the Redskins.
Yeah.
He bought a Ferrari, and he couldn't the top down because he was too tall. He could only drive it with the top, the top up, I should say. He couldn't put it up, Mike.
You don't have that problem.
No, not at all. No. Matter of fact, I got like a foot between me and the roof of my car. Yeah. That is my painfully deep take.
Carly, you had mentioned the passing of Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
75 years old, a couple of days ago. The Hitcher, Batman Begins, Sin City, Hobo with a Shotgun. Blade Runner, I think, was one of his more memorable roles.
Yeah, it was.
And if you've seen the movie, it's iconic.
Yeah, it really is. I just watched it again recently, actually. It's interesting to watch now.
And here's one of his, what do they call this, a soliloquy or his speech?
His
famous speech from that movie.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
And they say a lot of that he made up.
Yeah, I believe it.
He just improvised.
Oh, man.
But that's the famous speech from Blade Runner, Rutger Hauer. Passing away at the age of 75, always playing those little weird characters in movies.
Yeah.
All right, 626. What is up with all these grasshoppers?
Ah.
They're everywhere.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I don't know how early you get to work, but we get to work pretty early. And this morning, the young lady who works down the hall at the country station couldn't even come through the door because there were so many grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Waited for me.
Yeah, glad you were here to help her. Thanks. Great. Good.
Well, you get here way too early.
I know.
They're plastered all over the outside of our building. And especially around both doors in the back.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like in your neighborhood or where you go to work.
I was swinging my key card around, trying to move them out of the way, and they're like dive bombing me.
Now, some people are calling them grasshoppers. Yeah. I noticed you mentioned locusts on your Facebook page. And there's a difference.
Well, there is. They say that they're the same in appearance, but locusts exist in two different behavioral states. Solitary and gregarious.
Most
grasshoppers do not. Now, when the population density is low, locusts behave as individuals, much like grasshoppers. When it's high, well, they're buttheads. They're gregarious. They're a-holes. That's what they are. And they can form plagues. Locusts can form plagues.
See, that's what I've always put locusts with.
Yeah.
Is the plague. Like the plague.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, grasshoppers.
Yeah, I know. They're cute.
Grasshoppers.
Yeah, but locusts, plague. That's scurvy.
Well, there you go. The more you know.
Okay. Whatever's out back isn't fun.
No, it's not fun. No, it's not fun. And I think I can read their little minds, but I can't.
And I'm seeing video on, we're watching Channel 8 this morning with Sherry Swensk, and she's showing video.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all over the sidewalk at gas stations and other places. is a business.
Ew.
So what's it like in your neighborhood or where you go to work?
But yeah,
I thought once I opened the door, I thought that girl was going to just rush right over me.
Oh, my. I know.
Go.
Is it happening at your place?
702-739-9636. And what are you doing to get rid of them? Got a fly swatter?
I know.
Just kind of waving that around.
Sway him away.
Extra call if you're dealing with this in your neighborhood. Everybody's talking about the attack of the locusts.
I know it.
The grasshoppers.
Man, alive. Now, one of our listeners, Don, said I have millions of those damn things plastered all over the front of my office building in Mercury, Nevada, up the road. Now, Russ said, and this was pretty funny, Russ, who is also a minister, he said, I opened my front door to go to work, and just one was on my screen door kind of waving at me. He said, but I think locusts might leave us ministers alone.
So,
probably, Russ. Yeah. We can just all walk behind Russ.
Or maybe just get a collar.
Yes, get a collar and we'll be okay.
Where's that?
Ooh, now our intern went out back to see. Jacob went out back to see. Are they still out there, Jacob?
Yeah, they're like on the walls and it's nasty.
It's nasty.
See?
It's not good.
See?
Alfredo's on the phone. What's happening with you and the locusts?
I work for a porta potty company.
Oh, boy.
You know where porta potties are, right?
Yeah.
That's the last place you want to be trapped in.
Two things right there, porta potty and grasshoppers. I just know.
So here's the fun part. There's some guys tell me, can you please put some type of lock on it or something because the wind's blowing it up and the grasshoppers are jumping in there. So can you put something like that? Because when we go in, we're not too crazy about them jumping all over us.
Guess what, Alfredo? We're not too crazy about hearing about it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll stay away from the porta potties.
But you gave us a good idea for our interns last week, so that'll be cool.
There you go. Hey, anytime he can come on board, and
how long will he last?
Have an awesome day, guys. Love you guys.
Thank you, Alfredo. Yeah, that's what we're going to do to Jacob,
intern.
We're going to stick him in a porta potty with a bunch of grasshoppers and just see how long before he starts banging on the door to get out.
God bless you, Alfredo.
Hey, we're reaching out to Sherry Swensk over at Channel 8.
Yeah.
Because she's been all over this all morning long.
Yeah, so. She's going to fill us in on the grasshoppers. Apparently, it's mating season.
Oh, boy.
Oh, lovely.
All right, so we'll talk to her probably next hour. Nice. Last hour, talking about the invasion of grasshoppers.
Jeez.
Or locusts, depending on.
Yes, I know. Their mood, apparently.
Yes, their mood.
Jeez.
Bill's on the phone. Bill, what's up?
Hey, I was up in your neck of the woods yesterday, and I heard them all in the trees.
Oh.
And it reminded me, don't they come in like 40-year cycles? Because it was back in the 70s, I believe. Weren't they everywhere back then, like in the casinos and on the gaming tables?
They were. We were discussing that from a few years back. Now, I know the cicadas, they say.
That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different thing, which I have never seen one of, by the way. You hear them all the time.
You hear them, but you don't see them.
No, you don't.
And that happened about, what, 5-10 years ago?
Yeah.
The cicadas.
Yes. Yeah.
But the locusts.
The locusts.
You're right, Bill. That was in the 70s where they invaded everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the casinos, on the gaming tables. Yeah. I remember those. Now, I haven't seen anything. I live at Flamingo in Decatur. I've not seen anything yet. But like I said yesterday, I heard them all up in your area a lot.
Yeah, well, they might stay away from yours and Mike's area. That Spring Valley area. Mm-hmm. They may avoid that area. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's the low rent district. You, of course, in the Republic of Summerlin.
Now, me in the Republic, I have not seen any in my area. But, you know, my HOAs, hopefully that keeps them out.
They have security locusts.
Yes.
They've hired mercenaries.
That's right. We're good. We're not going to hop on you. You go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
You may pass.
Yes, that's right.
Bill, thanks a lot for the call.
Have a great day.
Man, they're everywhere.
They are.
And they're freaking people out.
Yeah, they really are. I kind of thought for a while it was just me. Maybe I'm just noticing a few more, but apparently not.
Partly sunny, chance of an afternoon shower. Thunderstorms maybe today.
Okay.
High 102, 106 tomorrow, but they say sunshine. They said that yesterday. It was supposed to be nice. I don't know what happened. 86 right now. A few more things we think you should know. We're going to talk about that.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
New study out there, and they don't know why, but they say that cats are getting fatter than ever before. They do not know why. They say there's no scientific reason. They're looking into it, but yeah. So if you have a cat, and it seems a little, you know, much more like a fat cat, don't be alarmed because
be careful,
it's happening.
Though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Got to watch your animals' diets as well. An Ohio school just became the first to offer a girls' varsity esports program. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You can letter in Fortnite, basically. So, you know, you don't want the girls to you know, be left out of being lifelong virgins. So now they can earn their letter.
Good for them.
In esports. And
everything should be equal.
Yes, it should be, actually. And Facebook, I hope this is good news. They got smacked with a $5 billion fine for privacy. New regulations will be placed on Facebook. They say that they did a pretty big investigation, and they say it's a watershed moment in privacy enforcement. I don't know what will change, but hopefully some things will change because they were basically sharing users' information, and they told the public they weren't. So, I mean, that's
us. $5 billion,
which actually is a, you know, I mean, you know, Zuckerberg can pay that, not a problem.
That's a change.
Yeah. They would like to, people would like to have him legally removed, but he can't. He just can't be right now. Oh. So, yeah, but there will be some new rules and regulations imposed by Facebook because of the FTC and this ruling. So hopefully this will be a good thing and there might be a little more security. I don't know.
So we're doing this, but we shouldn't be doing this.
Uh-huh.
What's the worst that can happen? Well, they could fine us. How much?
Yeah.
Like $1 million, $5 million?
Oh, well, okay.
Maybe $5 billion.
Yeah.
$5 billion?
All right,
let's see what happens. Just keep doing it, and then if we get caught, we get caught, and we pay.
Yeah, we'll borrow a few bucks from Bezos if we need to. Not a problem. Okay. Jeez, I know. It is Thursday, baby. A few things you should know.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, all morning long, people have been texting, been calling. I don't know why this morning stands out more so than the last couple of days.
It seems like there are more of them.
But grasshoppers have been everywhere. Yeah. We ran into them. You ran into them first thing this morning trying to get into the building.
Yes.
They're all over the wall.
Yes.
On the outside wall, right under that lamp.
I know.
That light we have. And so Sherry Swensk, good friend of ours from Channel 8 Morning Show.
Yes.
She was talking about how they're invading everywhere. You see, and she was showing video at a gas station where these grasshoppers basically have taken over this gas station. We have her on the phone. And Sherry, what is going on with all these grasshoppers?
It's the great infestation of 2019.
It seems like it.
Obviously, they've taken over the gas stations, the movie theater parking lot.
And why is this happening right now?
First of all, it's due to a lot of grasshopper mating. As you know, we had a really long, cool, wet winter, spring. But I think the misnomer here is that grasshoppers actually get along, if you know what I mean. They get along really well in the heat. So this whole time where we're seeing them out buzzing around, and that's really when the grasshoppers they're hooking up. I mean, this is when they're dating. This is when everything gets started in the whole grasshopper life cycle.
Little grasshopper meat market, huh?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, let me tell you this. Adult grasshoppers, they only got two months. That's it.
Oh.
Two months, life's over.
Oh.
So I say live it to the fullest, make the most of it. During the summer months, so they usually come out summer and fall. They got 2 months to do what they do. Females lay the eggs after, you know, she's found a boyfriend. And then those eggs are in the ground usually for like 8 to 10 months. And as soon as the warmer months happen, kaboom, this is where we see the great hatch.
Wow.
And that's what's happening now. And I found a couple grasshoppers just swimming in the pool. Oh. One had an umbrella drink, asking for an air mattress. They were just as nice and polite.
That's right.
Two legs crossed, you know.
Crossed over, yes, right.
A little sunscreen and they're good to go.
Yeah.
You know, just be kind to the grasshoppers. They really are friendly. They're not going to hurt you.
And
again, they're only here to enjoy Vegas and Southern Nevada for a couple of months, and then they're on their way.
Do they eat other little insects that tear your flowers and all that apart?
They are herbivores. They eat plants.
Oh, so they do. Plants. Okay.
Yeah, so they can nibble on your leaves.
Okay.
And so if you want to, here's the trick. If you don't want them in your yard, pull out some garlic. They are not Italian.
Oh.
They do not like the smell of garlic in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, they're not at my house. I'll tell you that's why. It's not that I'm in Summerlin, Mike. It's because I have garlic. It's like, woo, don't go here. She's Italian.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Sherry Sweats, we love you every morning
awesome.
On Channel 8.
Love you too, guys.
At about 8:06, you can win Mystery Cruise number 3 in August next month, just a couple of days away. Details coming up soon from Scenic Brewing Company, KKLZ, 8:06. And yesterday, stopped by the store. I had to pick up some orange juice, some other things, and I also picked up a carton of oatmeal.
Mm, right.
Barrel.
Yeah.
The instant stuff. Normally, when you go to the counter to pay, you know, the cashier will go, oh, this is good. This, yeah. I love, I've tried this stuff. Yesterday, and it's just me, and then there's a woman behind me. And she goes, oh, this stuff is so gross. The oatmeal. I go, what? Oh, my father eats this and it's awful. It's just gross. How do you, what do you prepare it with? I said, just hot water and, oh my God. I said, really? I'm thinking to myself, really? There are 3 items. I just want to pay and go.
I said, okay, like oatmeal. All right.
Thank you. And,
okay.
And then as I'm leaving, she starts talking to the woman behind me. Oh, that stuff is gross. I don't even know how he eats it. It's awful. Where does that happen?
I don't know, because on the flip side, my cashier was like, I love this wine. This is the best, man. Yeah.
That's what you normally get, right?
That's funny, yeah.
Or if you like this, you should try this.
Right, right. Apparently, she does not like oatmeal.
Clearly.
Yeah. Though that might have been me as the cashier, too. That's too funny. That is too funny.
Has anybody else run into this where you just run into that cashier that just offers her honest opinion?
Yeah. Here's my thing with cashiers. I have no idea, like, on their side of the register. Do you know the douchebags that they deal with all day? And, like,
probably.
I think by the end of the day, they're just like, I don't even care.
That's their entertainment.
Yes, exactly. I think watching what you're putting through. I know. That's too funny.
So they just take
it
out
on funny. I know,
the items, not the person personally. Okay. That's what
Bring
I thought she was going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you even gag that down? Listen, I have orange juice.
Yes, I'll wash it down with that.
Can I get something for orange juice?
Tell your dad I really like him. Oh, people.
I don't know how many other people have run into that, but that was my day yesterday. Partly sunny. They say a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms along with a million grasshoppers. High 102, 106 tomorrow. They say it's going to be sunny and right through the weekend. It should be nice. Let's hope so. 88 now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit. What do you got?
Well, I've got some news for you on Valerie Harper. It's not real good.
All right. We'll talk about that and some other stories.
All right. We ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
In the movie Gemini Man, Will Smith meets up with a younger, more fit version of himself. And that's all thanks to CGI. And in an interview, he said it gave him an idea. I'm just going to get really fat and overweight and just use the Gemini Junior to make movies from now on. I love it. Young fans very upset with the VMAs for sectioning off the K-pop. They put it in its own category, and so what?
Only one group would win.
Yes, exactly. There is only going to be, I think, one group that wins that.
K-pop.
Yeah, so they put it, just like they've done with country and hip-hop and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool, I think, they've given them their own little you know, section.
Right.
Sheryl Crow? You know, there's a whole thing going on with the new Woodstock, which is not going to happen. But she said in an interview that Woodstock 99 was the single worst gig she has ever played. Ever.
Oh.
It was awful. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Apparently unorganized, all of that stuff. It was just bad. So maybe it's best this isn't going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
They're still trying, aren't they?
We're going to find it. We might find, you know, go to Mike's garage and use that.
There you go. We'll see.
There in the cul-de-sac. And doctors have now recommended that acting legend Rhoda Rhoda from Mary Tyler Moore, Valerie Harper, be put in hospice care.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Now, her husband refuses to do it. He just says, we've been together 40 years. And no, I don't want to do it because of just the good that she has done and the good that she's graced us with. And I'll take care of her. Then we'll continue
going
forward.
That's got to be tough.
I know. No kidding. So he says, I'll do my best to make her as comfortable as possible. So, from what I've, all the things that I've read, she's not doing real well. She, she wound up with cancer years ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't expected to live this long, really. So, she did okay for probably another 5-6 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for her. So, good thoughts. That is my painfully deep take.
Uh-oh. Heard from a cashier.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. And she didn't give her name. She just said, I'm a cashier here in town. She said, we do quietly, secretly, and comically judge your purchases mm-hmm. when you come through our line. You know, we do. Like Carla said, we see a lot of things come through each day, and every once in a while, something will catch our eye
right.
or our gut, and we have to say something about it. Well, you don't have to. You really don't have to.
Well, it's not like I had a Danish and a diet soda and some toilet paper.
I don't know.
It was oatmeal, orange juice, and some whey protein.
Right.
So it all seemingly went together.
Yeah.
But she clearly, this one wasn't a fan of the instant oatmeal.
Yeah, I guess not.
So
jeez.
I don't know what to do.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, sunshine.
96.3 KKLZ.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, icon Eric Clapton coming to the T-Mobile Arena. This is going to be in September. Tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. All a part of our 96 Days of Summer. And being Thursday, here's your chance to win with a segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Feels like we're falling into the arms of the night.
So if you're not ready, don't be holding me so tight.
I guess there's nothing left for me to explain.
Here's what you're getting. I don't want to change.
Don't want to change. John's looking around like he's going to get help or something.
I thought it was Phantom of the Opera when it started.
Well, that's because we're that good,
you
John.
Are that
we
good.
Are that good.
All you have to do is, from those lyrics, identify the Eric Clapton song by title.
Okay.
We'll get through news and weather. Start looking for caller number 9. Phone lines are on hold right now. Our number, of course, 702-739-9636. Here it is, one more time.
Feels like we're falling into the arms of the night.
So if you're not ready, don't be holding me so tight.
I guess there's nothing left for me to explain.
Here's what you're getting. I don't want to change.
I don't want to change.
All right, good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Clapton with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Feels like we're falling into the arms of the night.
So if you're not ready, don't be holding me so tight.
I guess there's nothing left for me to explain.
Here's what you're getting. I don't want to change.
I don't want to change.
All right, so all you have to do is, from those lyrics we're singing, identify by title that Eric Clapton song. Looking for caller number 9, it's Aubrey. Aubrey's on the phone. Aubrey, can you do it?
So the funny thing is I didn't hear it, so I'm just going to guess any song and hope I win.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Lay Down Sally.
Guess what?
What?
You are wrong.
Damn.
Yes. Have a good day.
Aubrey, try again.
Try tomorrow. Marisa, have you won anything in the last 30 days?
No, sir.
Marisa, what about you? Can you identify that Eric Clapton song by title?
I think it's I've Got a Rock and Roll Heart.
You are right.
Good job.
Oh, my goodness.
Excellent. Yeah.
You are correct. You got the tickets. You're going to see Eric Clapton. He's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena Friday, September 13th. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. All a part of our 96 Days of Summer. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A guy broke into a house in Florida earlier in the week, but left behind his motel room key. Well, the cops, you know, investigating, found the key.
Yeah.
Went to the motel, used the key on the room, and, well, guess what? They found the guy inside.
Oh, okay. Jeez. Oopsie daisy. I'm so sorry.
Where's my key?
Need to leave. Yeah.
Oh,
ah, crap.
Morty, I do this one for you. 7-Eleven giving away 500 pairs of Apple AirPods today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have the alert set.
Have you?
Cool. I do. Yeah, I got it set.
Okay. They're going to send out a message to people with their app at some point today. Have they sent it out already?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, if you're one of the lucky first 500 people to order $50 worth of stuff to be delivered, you win.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love that.
His bag of crap the other day.
I know, from Woot. Yeah.
So this could be another thing they might want to.
It's awesome. Do it. Put that in your bag
of
crap.
I should just go buy them for
$50. I know, or that. I know.
But still no Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Crystal Boggs is her name, of Holmdale, Idaho. She led the cops on a 2-county chase while driving under the influence. At one point, she's 39 years old, she called 911. And said, listen, I just need to get these cops to stop chasing me. They won't stop chasing me. So she called 911 to help her out.
Mm-hmm.
Officers finally caught up with her, and they stopped her car with spikes, by the way. They had to do the old, throw those on the road. Yeah. Then they broke her window and had to pull her out. She's pretty drunk.
Wow.
So,
driving
under the influence, fleeing police, no seatbelt. No driver's license.
Oh boy.
So guess what, Crystal? It's good that you called 911, though. And the women's health app Clue surveyed almost 70,000 women to find out what makes the perfect partner now for you, with us, with you guys. Kindness was number one. Supportiveness, intelligence. Those are the top three. Physical features that are most important.
Wait a second. What did you say the first three?
Kindness.
Okay.
Supportiveness.
Yeah.
And intelligence.
Yeah, crap.
So.
Put that on your dating app.
On?
See how that goes.
Because right after that's education, confidence, and a muscular body.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I know. Now, that's what they. Now, physical features.
Oh, boy.
And I think you guys will like this. Most important, attractive smile.
Yeah, crap.
Nice eyes.
Yeah.
Large hands.
Oh, boy.
Short hair. And just an average-sized wanky.
Oh,
that's all. Yeah.
Average.
Just average. Yeah, unbeknownst to you guys, apparently. You know, we don't, it's again, it's how you swing the bat, man. It's how you swing the bat.
It's not the size of the bat, it's how you swing it?
No, it's how you swing the bat.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Okay.
And, you know what, how you rub the dirt off those hands, too. Just saying. That's what it's all about
Let me write down these analogies.
Write that down.
Swing bat.
So you swing the bat, not the size. That's right.
Okay.
How you wipe the dirt off your hands, by golly. Oh, and how you spit that gum. That's what counts
baseball?
To us. Yes, it's all about baseball.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, you know, don't you, ladies? You know exactly what I'm talking about. It is Thursday. That's your other news.
Makes you feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Okay, this is going to make everyone's day, this story. This is basically a real-life Lassie story. 87-year-old guy in Maryland. He was near the Potomac River it's called Brookmont Dam. Walking through the woods with his two dogs, this was just on Monday, went to grab a stick for them to play with, and he got stuck in some mud.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept trying to get himself out. It was almost like quicksand, and he just kept kind of sinking.
Yeah.
Well, his dogs realized something was wrong. They ran off, left him in the woods, ran over to a trail, and they just kept barking at people who were riding by. It's a bike trail.
Yeah.
Just kept barking. And one of the bikers thought, what is going on here? And so he got off his bike, and the dogs kind of ran and came back and ran and came
back. Like, follow me.
Yes. So he went with the dogs. Saw the guy in the woods, stuck in the mud. He couldn't get him out. Called firefighters.
Yeah.
They came, got him out of the mud. He's 87 years old. He's doing okay.
Wow.
Great. He was stuck for about an hour, though, in the mud.
Uh-huh.
Not being able to get out. He's out, though, now. He's okay. Everything is good. Talk about man's best friend saving
That's
your
awesome.
Hide.
Nice.
Man. Because I think a lot of people, if you just saw dogs barking at you, Mike, especially, would be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I'd ride around him.
Yes, or is it going to bite me? Is it? Right. Yeah, good dogs, man.
See, that's why we say if you have a story, a good story that you want us to hear, talk about, then submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, 9:42, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep you company. She'll have those Las Vegas Aces tickets to give away at about 11:40. Otherwise, a recap on the show. We talked to Channel 8's Sherry Swensk.
Yes.
Because she was all over it this morning talking about the grasshoppers. So we had her on the air. Find out why we have this problem, especially this morning. Mm-hmm. They were all over the building.
Yes,
we're
going to
post
were.
That visit on our morning show page. Grocery cashiers, they fessed up. They really do judge people on the items they buy.
They're side-eyeing you.
Oatmeal. That's awful.
I hate that.
All right. And by the way, it's National Intern Day, so Jacob, who is next door in a production room working very hard, he is our summer intern and has done such a great job.
He sure
he's a good
has.
Kid.
We're going to miss him when he's gone, man.
Got 1 week left before he heads off to Pepperdine.
Yep. I know.
To go into pre-law. What? So I don't even know what he's going to take away
from
this
here.
Little summer.
I know.
All right.
Well, we might need a lawyer. So.
Maybe. You never know.
Be good.
We could support his college education. I think that would be fun. All right. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.